Hi everybody, welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakudi. I am a certified hypnotist using rapid transformational therapy. I am a life and relationship coach, breathwork coach, astrologer, and life and energy practitioner. Today I have the great pleasure to introduce you all to Priya Persaud. She is a transformational life coach based in the United States. Welcome, Priya, to Amazing You.
Hi, Rani. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being here, and I'm so looking forward to this.
That's great. So tell us, Priya, briefly about your story.
So first of all, Rani, I would like to do a brief intro. So I'm Priya. I'm a transformational life coach, recently got certified with Coaching Minds. So about me, 3 years, approximately 3 years before, I was a lost person. And when I say lost person, I meant a person without a vision, person without a goal, a person without any direction at all in my life. I had finished my business studies in accounting business and office ads, and I wasn't sure if that was for me. I had great grades and so on, but I wasn't sure because I have always been hearing these noises that you're not good enough. It's too late for you. I've been constantly compared to, and I guess one of the reasons that held me back to where I was. And I was 28 at the time when I found a beautiful opportunity, I will call it. I was just scrolling through social media. Mm-hmm. And something popped up. It was a 5-day workshop, and I decided I'm gonna attend this. I'm gonna commit every day 1 hour for 5 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna commit to this and see what it has to offer. And I did just that, and little did I know that was gonna change my life. Like waking up early, having a morning routine. I've always been waking up, you know, early all my life, but I never had a routine. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that came from that workshop was a morning routine.
Yes.
And having a vision and having values. And from then I start working through those exercises, because at the end of every day, that hour, yes, there was something for us to take away and work on it. Wow. And I did just that. And I've never done any personal investment in myself, like meditation. I would have never thought of meditation or breath work and the power we have within. And that 5-day workshop really taught me a lot and helped me realize and tap into my inner being and inner potential. And I realized that what a gift I am. I continued to follow that same person. It's Jay Shetty. I would like to mention that and give credit to. It was a Jay Shetty 5-day workshop. And I continue investing and looking at more stuff like that. And I saw a massive difference in me, a change, a transition from a lost leaf to a tree that wanted to grow and thrive and blossom. Mm-hmm. And then after that, in 2019, I was very blessed that a few members from that same workshop, we got in touch, and I was introduced to a beautiful community where I have never had support. And mind you, these are all strangers that I've met online. And my confidence was slowly building from that workshop, but it wasn't there as yet. But when I joined that group, it's called Wisdom Creators Credit. I want to say thank you to all those who have played an important part in my life. And they held my hands and they keep cheering me on every day, mm-hmm, like stepping out in front of the camera, like even doing this podcast with you here today, Rani. I never thought it would have been possible had I not invested in myself and work on myself, and not having those people there to support me and telling me, like, sometimes we need those validations because it helps us realize what we have. We need that compliment. We need that, you know, you're doing great, you're amazing. And those little words, like a little challenge, I start ch they challenge me, and then I took on those challenges and I began challenging myself. And I start stepping out in front of the camera, hosting workshops, connecting with people, some things I never thought, like I was so introverted in terms of connecting with people. And that really, really turned the whole book into a beautiful one for me. It was like a blank page, but then I had so much to talk about and write about myself in my journal. And so that's a little about me. Now I have my own, now I'm a certified life coach compared to approximately 3 years ago. It was 2018 where I hit rock bottom, and I helped myself up. And yeah, today I'm more confident. I have a vision. I have a goal. I have goals. I'm working towards something which is what I hold closely to my heart, is making a difference in the life of others, is helping others regardless of where they are at in their life, meeting them where they are and not judging them. So yes, Ronnie, that's a little about me. And yeah. Any more questions are welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Priya. What a beautiful life journey and a transformation that you've been through to make you who you are today. So, thank you for sharing that. And what has inspired you to become a transformational life coach?
You. So, Ronnie, to add what I've just said. In 2019, when I've met this group, when I fa introduced to this group, Facebook group, there I was offered some free coaching, right? And I didn't know what coaching was at that time. And I gave it a go. I said, okay, let me try this, because I was starting to, you know, get out of my comfort zone. And it's like I wanted to try new things, and I tried it. And that was also where I found out a lot about me and how I can start to manage my time and have more self-realization, things like journaling, things like acknowledging myself, self-love. I had a lot of that came from the coaching. And though I knew I wanted to help others, I never really thought of how I'm going to do this. But when that changed my life, right, I realized, and I had that nudge, like, this is what the universe is guiding me to. And really, I am so grateful, because very rarely you have opportunities like free coaching. And I took that, I think it was 4 or 5 sessions I've had, and just being there and allowing that coach, allowing me to be myself and open up so much for me with questioning, helped me understood myself better. So from there on, I understood, and after reflecting, that this is what the universe is guiding me to. And when I began coaching, my first training, my first workshop, and I start coaching these clients afterwards, I felt a deep sense of fulfillment. I was happy. It made me smile. It filled me up. Didn't matter. I was coaching for free that time because I was tr basically training. I wasn't receiving any sort of payment, but it filled me up. I knew it wasn't about the money. It was about me that makes me happy. At the end, regardless of a how rough day I had, when I finished with my client, I was happy. When they will come back to me and said, this is my progress from our last session, it will just make my day. And That is one of the biggest inspiration for me, choosing the path of a life coach, because it changed my life, and I have a strong passion to helping others. So I felt like the universe was working, was just giving me a direction, and I needed to follow, and that's just what I did.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Priya. What has been for you, Priya, the greatest challenge in your life, and how did you overcome it?
Wow, there have been a few, but accepting myself for who I am. Before I didn't start this personal growth journey and my coaching, life coaching journey, it has always been hard for me to accept that I am a blessing. I have gifts, I have potentials. That I have something to give to the world. And that has been a challenge with me that I've fought from time to time, and I've progressed, I've overcome that. And another one would be accepting support when it's even not your own, like your own family, your friends. And this is one of, if I can share this quickly, Rani, is that when I went in 2019, when I found this group and I got all the support, it was challenging for me to believe that these people genuinely are supporting, because I've been told, or I've been taught, that they're not kind people in this world. They're not beautiful people. They wouldn't want to help you. You should just stick to your family. But when I got all of this from this group, I was like, there must be a catch. I must have to give something in return. But as time goes by, the support and the love keep coming. And then I realized that, they are wonderful people out there. And they support you without, anything, thinking about having any returns. And now I'm open to that. And I feel once you open yourself, challenges are going to come, things you're going to have doubts. But once you accept and you trust the signs, the angels are always guiding you,
Yes, that's so
then. Yeah, then you can overcome that. Another one I just want to touch, Ronnie, is knowing that at the age of 28, my journey, coaching journey, started in 2020, but my personal development journey started in 2018. And one of the things is that the challenges I had was knowing that it was late for me. I was 28, basically. The challenge was for me thinking that it's too late. And I had to constantly remind myself that it is not too late. There are people who have been much older, who went on to build a career and do the things they love. And I slowly, I came out of that, and I can say that that's one of the biggest challenges. And at 32, I have no regrets
That's
that I start
wonderful.
at 28,
Yeah.
that I start at 28.
It's never too late to start, you know? It's never too late. Yeah, it's just the conditioning that you have been through that have made you
Exactly.
believe that there's no more at 28. It's like that's the beginning of life that you're just blossoming at that time. There's so much more for you to achieve.
Yeah, and you hit it right in the head, the nail on the head. The condition was just like that, and saying that I'm not good enough. But most of my support came from strangers, people who I've never met in my life. Online is responsible for my growth, and I have to say a big, big thank you. I'm so grateful for that. Very rare we have support like that. And I have chosen to accept it as a gift from the universe.
Yes, that's absolutely true, because I can relate to that story too. I had similar journey as you, and as I grew in the personal development, it's like opportunities keep coming and you meet the right people, and you are in the right network and people who are there to support you, who are on that journey of growing, learning and evolving. Yeah. Thank you, Priya.
You're welcome.
So who has been the most influential person in your life and why, Priya?
So there are a few people, Rani. There isn't one. There are a few people who have played a massive role in my life. And they're no celebrities. They're normal people. First up, this woman, I only met her in 2020 at the beginning of my life, of my life coach journey. And that's Paula Adams. She's based here, but she have really influenced me and inspired me in a way that not to give up, because she's also been a massive pill of support to me for the things she have gone through, and at an older age, and for me at a young as a young kid, she has really inspired me to not give up, and no matter what happens in life, it's happening for a reason.
Yes.
And we need not to let it define us or let it hold us back.
Yes.
Because once we let it affect us, there we're putting a barrier, we're putting a stop sign to our growth.
Yes.
So she have overcome so many things, and that has taught me, she has influenced me in such a huge way that despite all that I was going through from 2018 to now, I keep persevering, I keep persisting, I keep reminding myself of my why. Why am I doing this?
Yes.
Why am I here? This gift of life is not just something, it's a blessing.
Yes.
We don't have it. We don't know if we'll have it in the next birth,
yes,
but we have it now, and we should make the best use of every second,
yes,
regardless of what the situation is.
That is so true, yes.
Paula, that's one. Paul Smith, another one,
okay,
that has been there for me from the very beginning. He's an amazing guy that have held my hands, helped me build my confidence,
okay,
helped me build my coaching.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, she's always been the rock,
right,
to my success. Yeah, she has, despite what happened, she always reminded me that better days are coming.
Wow.
And yeah. Sorry, just reminding of that is might get a little emotional, but you always remind me that better days are coming, and that you need not to worry about tomorrow.
Yeah.
That God has your back,
mm-hmm,
and keep doing the good things you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep wishing for best for the others, and
yes,
keep hoping and praying. So
that's
I'll say those three have been massive influence for me, and yeah, thank you.
That's wonderful to hear. I know you mentioned three people, but let's talk about only one because of the time. So you said about Paula, what are the three qualities you admire most in her?
She's organic. She's the most organic, authentic person I know.
Okay.
That's one. She is fun, loving. And third, she is very determined and persistent. When she wants to work towards something, she put her all into it, regardless of what, and she goes for it. So I really admire that. And she has survived that so many times and so much illness that it never stops her from living who she is. who she truly is.
Yes.
So that's for Paula.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And what quote, Priya, has helped you to cope in challenging times?
What helped me cope in challenging times? Again, I want to come back to this point of support, community. Some people, I just want to touch on this. Some people might be able to do it alone, but some of us need support. Some of us need community. Some of us need family.
Yeah.
In this group of people like Paula, Paul, Adele, my mom is my mom, but the strangers, the people that I met online, I call them my family because they have been there to help me. I did the work, but their words helped me take those steps as well.
Yes.
So I want to give a big shout out. And if you are struggling, you need to find your tribe. There are people who will resonate with our values, who will share the same vision. And once we find our tribe, our community, the people that really mesh with us, then we grow faster. We grow faster than being with those who are toxic.
Yes, that's so true. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Priya. Do you have a specific quote in mind?
Yeah.
If you would like to share that.
Sure. Thank you. So this is one written by me, and it's in the darkest corner, light will appear. Like the sun shines brightly, so will you. Life challenges us to grow, not to kneel low. And it means that the sun shines every day, right? When it's dark, light is going to come, and life challenges us to grow, not to fall or kneel. And so that is one I would love to share.
Thank you. This is a beautiful one. And it is so true that even if it's dark, it is only temporary. And then we need to keep going and keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
Yes, the next day, tomorrow is a different day. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, thank you, Priya. And what would you say, Priya, today to encourage young people who are facing some tough times and who are listening and watching this channel?
So my message, Rani, to those who might be struggling or need help is that it's never too late. I thought it was late. It's never too late to start working on the things that you love or you dreamed about, or you want to achieve in life. You are unique. You are beautiful.
Yeah.
You have potential. You are a gift to this world.
Yes.
Stop judging yourself. Stop letting others' definition, their perspective, their thoughts of you lead your life. You must always remember you're not living for someone else, you're living for you.
Absolutely.
When you choose your goals, when you choose the direction you want to pave in your life, have a sit down with yourself. Self-talk is so important. Talk to yourself, ask yourself questions. Why do you want to do this? Why are you going to take this step? And when you have a clear answer, go ahead. Never wait for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We can hear so many motivational videos, or we can, our coach can guide us. But if we are not willing to take those actions, first have clarity and take those actions, we're not going to get anywhere. We'll keep thinking about it, but we'll never move ahead in our life. So to those who are struggling, if you need help, get out there and seek help. For me, I couldn't do it alone. I needed help. And I'm grateful that I found a community. I found people who are kind and loving. And I'm sure, you know, some of us have doubts that, who can we trust? Who, you know, are they going to scandal our names, share information? There are people out there. Don't give up. Keep looking. Keep looking. You will find that support.
Yes, I think it's absolutely true, because no man is an island, and we need community, we need people around us to help us to grow and evolve. We can't grow by ourselves. We need the support of others to help us, to show us the way and to help us to evolve. Yeah.
Yes, totally agree with you.
Thank you, Priya. The
So,
book that have in, a book that has influenced you. The
so
books.
there are quite a few. Think and Grow Rich.
Okay.
Yes, there are quite a few. Lately, The Energy Bus, Super Coach.
Wow.
I've been part of a book club, so briefly touch on this.
Yes.
I never used to read until I started personal development.
Okay.
And now I read like a book a month, which is amazing, which
Yes.
is like a big win for me. So The Energy Bus, The Tao, The Pooh, 40 Rules of Love, Think and Grow Rich. Start with Why by Simon Sinek. A powerful why helps us have clear direction and
Yes.
where we want to navigate our life to. So just to mention a few things.
Thank you. These are great books. Yes, thank you. So tell us briefly about what you do and how can people reach out to you, Priya?
Awesome. So I'm a life transformational life coach. I'm mostly working on confidence and goal oriented, helping you motivate yourself. So I'm a one-to-one client coach. I don't do group coaching. I'm also a community leader, but my main goal right now is focusing on my coaching because I recently got certified with Coach in Minds.
Yes.
You can, if you would like to have coaching sessions with me, you can book through my MeetFox. I will share the link with you below. You can also get me on my IG handle, which is PRYA_PERSAUD_lifecoach. I also have my YouTube channel where you can find links to book a call with me. And from there we can take things forward. But yeah, that's how you get in touch with me. My other stuff are in progress, like my website and
okay.
business and so on. But for now, those are the ways you can get me.
That is wonderful, Priya. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your journey, your transformation of the new Priya. So thank you for taking the time to speak to the audience today. And I wish you, Priya, the very best in your coaching and in everything that you do, and being a big, making a big impact to the people and to the people around you.
Thank you so much, Rani. It has been wonderful talking to you, and I want to say thank you to all those who are listening or will be listening.
Yes.
I hope that whatever I share today will bring some value to you and inspire you or impact you to take the steps you need to take in your life. And Rani, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for this opportunity. And I look forward to more amazing things in the future.
Definitely. The best is yet to come for you.
Absolutely.
And I would say thank you to the audience for watching and for listening. And thank you, everybody, and see you all very soon.
Bye.